I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For many Americans, no issue is more pressing than the economy. President Obama met this afternoon with his top economic advisors. His nominee for Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, appealed for forceful action at his Senate confirmation hearing today. Much of the rest of the world is also hoping for effective measures. Germany today projected a major contraction in its economy, with exports falling by almost 9%. With a globalized economy, it seems everyone sinks together. John Authors is investment editor with the Financial Times in New York, and he says the agenda for the Obama administration is pretty clear.
The critical issue, I mean, everybody expects that we're going to get a big amount of classic Keynesian-style investment, and that's not particularly controversial anymore. It would be a big shock if it didn't happen. The critical thing is that something has to be done to staunch the bleeding and to restore some kind of confidence in the U.S. banking system. There's a more generalized problem in the world banking system. Obviously, as you've seen with what's happened to banks in the U.K. in the last few days, this isn't limited to the U.S., but the U.S. financial system is still central to the rest of the world economy. There is a widespread belief that most of the big banks in this country are, at least technically, insolvent, and that the whole engine of credit creation coming out of the US isn't going to start again without some huge intervention from the government.
You're talking about the US
government. So that is the critical thing that people are waiting for, something that will restore confidence in the broken engine of the US banking system.
Okay, so you're talking about the United States government there. So what would be the residual effect of that? I mean, let's say that there was confidence restored in the market, depending on what the administration does regarding the banks. But how far could that go toward getting people back to work, getting people to be able to pay their mortgage, getting other countries in particular to be able to shore up their economies and their markets based on what the US is doing?
Well, it's a necessary condition. It's certainly not a sufficient one. If you're confident that banks in this country are not going to collapse, if you're confident that we now have some scale under the problem, we know what the extent of the damage will be, and that you have some idea how the US is going to deal with the underlying problem that has infected financial markets across the world in the mortgage market, then you can begin to plan with some certainty what the worst of the damage will be for other markets, and you can begin to make plans for how to finance programs going forward. At the moment, you have a system where the government money that has been forthcoming so far, and I'm not just talking about the states here, also in the various European countries that have been affected, has been enough to stop the banks from actively defaulting, but still leaves them basically unable to make any loans with any confidence because they still really don't have the money needed to do that.
Well, how much more would they need? I mean, the administration is investing billions of U.S. dollars into the banks. What would they need to try and secure confidence and to get people to feel as though they can and should spend money again?
Well, my suspicion is that they will have to bite the bullet and move to some form of nationalization. Obviously, that's an extremely dirty word.
Remind us, by the way, John, before you go on, briefly remind us how that would work if it were to happen.
If it were to happen, the various models that are being discussed are similar to the model that was used with the savings and loans at the turn of the 90s. The government would seize the banks that were in most difficulty. It would then conduct an orderly workout of the bad debts, and then once it had been shaken and back into shape, what banks that were healthy or the new banks that could be formed would be returned to the private sector. I think what you've seen in the way the markets have behaved in the last few days suggests that that is what they assume is going to be necessary,
thereby instilling confidence in other markets around the world.
Instilling confidence sounds a little too hopeful, but taking away this nagging, very severe risk.
So has yesterday's inauguration made, and could it potentially make that much of a difference? Or are we talking a picture that's much more macrocosmic?
The inauguration in terms of the event itself, I think there were a number of comments he made in his speech which showed that he does understand markets and that he does understand the banking system. More broadly, there is a lot of hope in Obama. I think there was a general lack of trust or lack of confidence in President Bush and his economic team, and the fact that the world's largest economy is now viewed as being under adult supervision should definitely help.
All right. Thank you very much. The investment editor at the Financial Times, speaking to us from New York, John Authors. Thanks very much.
It's always a pleasure.